Dana Tokioka is president and executive director of Island Insurance Foundation, and they've had a hand in some of that. The foundation's built on investments by founder Masayuki Tokioka, who started Island Insurance in 1940. Now, this foundation gave away close to $900,000 last year, 2020, including seed funding for the new Downtown Arts Center. Under Dana's leadership, Island also bought the house for Lee Cataluna's play at Kumukahua last December. They purchased the entire run, making the digital production free for all viewers. So I talked to Dana about why.
COVID changes the way you think, right? So as excited and happy as we are to donate to organizations such as the Hawaii Food Bank, et cetera, we also recognize that, you know, education took a hit this year with the learning. We also recognize that the arts and culture has taken a hit this year. So I would say that in a normal year, we are focused a lot on education because our experience as a company has been founded in the belief that, you know, you can come to America, right? In the old days, as my dad likes to say, you know, immigrants came, they took advantage of the education and they bettered themselves and their families. This year, I would say that it was much more thoughtful and evenly spreading out as much as we could to recognize that all nonprofits are suffering right now.
You know, how can you tell if you're giving to the right place, especially in the culture area, I guess? That's what people have a problem with. They can't measure the success of their investment or what?
Nonprofits are hard, right? It's you know, it's easy for a board to look at the profit line on the bottom, but, you know, the profit for a nonprofit is a smile in some cases, right? Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think there's a lot of things that go into figuring out whether or not, you know, food, how many bags of food is this going to get to the community? How many kids will be impacted by having this funding come through to them? So you can ask for those numbers. But there's also the community aspect, whereas you hear about it. You know, obviously, we don't want to put organizations in the job of keeping track for us. So a lot of it is just what we hear and also what they can tell us and how it impacts others.
And so what kind of response did you get to the Kumukahua play that you sponsored in December?
I was very excited. I think they can tell you that Kumukahua Theater, like Island Insurance Foundation, is very interested in telling the stories of Hawaii and Hawaii's people. And I think it was the experiences of people who had once lived here or kama'aina who had lived down on the mainland, you know, saying, hey, that was so much fun. It was so great to be able to see that. I completely resonated with Lee Cataluna's play. And wow, you know, it brings back things from, you know, Angel Flight Pants, that common experience that just everyone from around the world was able to share with us, you know, versus just in our community. With the fact that we went to other states and even other countries is amazing.
Dana Tokioka is president and executive director of Island Insurance Foundation. That was quite a run there at Kumukahua. They are longstanding supporters of education and the arts in Hawaii.